Before we begin this episode, we want to give a huge shout out to all of our patrons over on patreon.com/bitterbrownfems, especially Christian Galindo, Evelyn Preciado, and Cassandra Tapia, who are our BFFs over on Patreon. If you also want to get cute prizes like video episodes, bonus episodes. You know, this last bonus episode for our $10 patrons is all about bisexual awareness and being proud to be Mexican. That's a $10 tier. If you want to get video episodes of stuff, of all our new episodes, of the $5 tier. And yeah, you can also get cute shout outs. So check that out. The link is in the description. That is Bitter Brown Femmes over on Patreon. And let's start the show. Let's do it live. Hello, hello, hello. I am one of your hosts, Ruben, coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
And this is Cassandra coming to you from El Paso, Texas.
And this week's recession indicator is the fact that, like, the richest artist out in the world right now, Taylor Swift. And probably like the world's number one pop star is using AI for her goddamn promotions for her latest album, which like AI always looks cheap. And why would you want your shit to look cheap when you're like the richest celebrity that people know? And B, like using AI for creative work, like all that shit is like creatively bankrupt. Like that's such broke behavior. So if these billionaires are using it like to cut costs, like it must be really tough out there.
Supposedly. Because, yeah, it's like you're not broke, bitch, first of all. But
Yeah.
also, this is the woman who, like, every time she tours, every time she does anything, it's like it destroys the earth. Like, with her
Yeah.
fucking private jet and emissions that she contributes, it's like the earth is, like, so happy when she's not touring.
People were
It's
saying
like,
that
you're
she
okay. You're okay for right now, earth. But not really, because now she's using
No. Yeah.
AI.
People were saying that she was like, oh, she's too tired to tour, but she still wants to ruin the earth somehow. So this is her way. So did you give the album a listen? I know you're a huge Taylor Swift fan.
So you know I'm a Taylor Swift hater, but I tried to listen to the album because if I'm gonna join in the conversation and hate, I don't think you need to listen to the album to hate Taylor Swift. I don't think you need to listen to her music, but me personally, I'm gonna listen to it because I want to talk shit even more because I actually listen to it. I listened to the first song on the album, which actually was not bad. I didn't read the lyrics. I was at work. I was just kind of listening to it. And I was like, okay, like pop song, not bad. And then I think from there it kind of just went I couldn't. I was just kind of that plus everything that people were talking about, I was kind of skipping around listening to songs. Like I listened to a few songs and I just no, thank you. Which again, I'm not a Taylor Swift fan. I have so many critiques on this bitch. I do not like her just as a person for what she represents, what she stands for. She's a brand, she's racist, like all of those things. But like I've said many times, I do like 1989. I think that's a great pop album. I love it. I listened to it a lot when it came out. And then there's like a few songs here and there that I like, but I mean, other than outside of that, I'm not really familiar with like every single song that she puts out or album or like how she like this is all, you know. So if the album had some bops, I would have said that. I would have been like, you know, fuck this bitch, but this song is good, you know. I
Yeah.
would have said that, but
I
there's
mean,
no song that is good on that album.
no, I did listen to it because I love pop music. And, you know, I think that she has, obviously, she has the juice, some sort of juice that, you know, speaks to people. And I know that somewhere in there is that girl that wrote 1989. You know, the girl that wrote, you know, Fearless. And you know, in her last album was horrid from, you know, head to toe. But the one before that, Midnights, that one was all right.
I liked Midnights, and again, I'm not a big Taylor Swift fan, but I think these past few days that everyone's been talking about this new album, I feel like her fans don't like Midnights from what I've
What?
gathered. I don't know. That was like a thing that people kept bringing up when I was searching some tweets, like that they did not like her fans didn't really care for that album, is what I gathered. I could be wrong, but I was like, oh, okay, well, my bad. I liked it.
I thought it was like a fine enough pop album. Like it
It
wasn't
was
gonna.
okay. Like it wasn't amazing or anything, but
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Her last album, though, the Dead Poets Society or whatever it's called, the Torture Poets Department, that one was a piece of shit. Like I cannot know. But on Midnight, I loved Bejeweled. I
That
really
was the worst one. That was the worst
What?
song. That was the worst song. I
I
think that
really
was the one that I'm thinking of.
Oh my God, I really like that song.
Maybe I would have to listen to
And I
it,
think
but
like Karma is my boyfriend. That one was like
Karma is okay. That song is a ripoff from CSS. Music is my hot, hot sex.
I can see that.
It is.
I
No
can
one
see
else,
that.
no one has said that except me, apparently.
Oh, you're
But
just speaking the truth to
yes,
power.
but I was like, this sounds exactly like CSS, but and that's why I like that song because I made that connection.
Yeah. And I like Mastermind because she's psychotic, like
Very
me.
Scorpio song, yes.
Yeah. But somewhere in there is that girl who wrote Blank Space, and I really like Blank. That's probably one of my top 500 songs. But she's acting broke, even though she's a billionaire. Like this album just has really concerning lyrics and songs. On the innocuous side of things, she's picking on Charli XCX, saying that, too bad you call me boring Barbie. Well, you do coke. You're high off coke. And I'm just like,
She said, when the coke's got you brave. Girl,
yeah.
everyone says that about you.
Yeah.
You don't need to be on drugs.
Yeah. And like, that is like you're not saying anything about Charlie that she doesn't know about herself. But also, that Charlie XCX song about was not even really about Taylor Swift. Sympathy is a Knife is the name of the song. It was about Charlie XCX herself and her own insecurities. Like, you're
I
wild.
mean, it could have been, let's say it was, it is,
Yeah.
or was. It's like, even then, even if she is talking about you, it's like she's not attacking you
Yeah.
necessarily, right? Like she's talking about, yeah, like you said, like her. And I'm sorry, but Sympathy's a Knife, that song, so good.
Yeah, the
So
whole
good.
album,
The whole
like,
album, but I love, like, Sympathy's a Knife, just like, girl, that's a bop.
yeah, so, like
That's a bop.
you don't fuck with Charli XCX's pen. Like, she just went back into the studio after she said she wasn't gonna make an album for some time, and now there are people her team is saying that she is working on a new album, and like I know we're just about to get like the White Women's Not Like Us, which I'm excited for. It might enter Lucas's rotation.
Absolutely not.
But more concerning lyrics on Taylor Swift's album were like she wants to I'm simplifying the lyrics, but in one of them she's like, I just want to make babies with you and Philip and have the entire neighborhood look like you. Which basically just says like she wants to move into white suburbia and start a family.
I
She
think that a lot of these lyrics are just very like tone deaf,
Yeah.
like, which also it's like saying that it's not intentional because there's a lot of lyrics that you're just like people could be like, oh, like you're just being too woke or like you guys are just like trying to find something that's not there. But it's like she's just saying that she wants to make babies with her husband, right? Like
Yeah.
that's all she's saying. It's like again, girl, like you're so removed from the world, because I've said this about one of my biggest critiques of Taylor Swift is like when people talk about her being a feminist and her being an ally and her whatever, it's like it's only when it pertains to herself, when it's about herself. Feminism, it's like people are slut shaming me and misogyny and the sexism in the industry, but it's only when it affects her. Like she never has spoken out about women or girls or misogyny in general. Like about other women. It's always when it affects her. I know when they had used that AI video of her, and obviously she was against that. And she was like trying to get it removed. It's like she's not against AI. She's just against people using it against her. You know what I mean? So everything revolves around her, and now she's a billionaire. So there's like this other layer of like she's so disconnected from everybody else, especially now. And so for her to make these songs with these lyrics, it's like, okay, yeah, sure. She's talking about she's in love with her husband. She wants to have kids. But it's like, let's take a look at that from like, you're the most powerful pop star. You're a billionaire. You're a white blonde woman. And you're writing these lyrics like, how, like, there's no one on your team, obviously, that's like, hey, maybe, you know, like if she had any consciousness about anything, about class, about race, about her position in society, like, I feel like that would reflect. And it doesn't, because she's writing these lyrics, which it's like, again, you're a white woman, a billionaire, and you're saying that you want the block to look like your white fiance. And like when I think of that, it's like, yeah, in a white gated community where everyone is white.
Yeah.
Or like her lyric about, I don't know what song it is, where she's saying, because she has so many corny fucking lyrics
The one
in
about she
this
likes her
album.
friends canceled.
Oh, we'll get to that song right now too, because that's the worst one. I don't even know which one's the worst one. Another one where she's like, this isn't, I'm not a bad bitch and this isn't
Oh,
savage. And it's
yeah.
like, oh, it's because that's just like internet lingo. No, it's not. That's like black women. Like you're talking specifically, like these are words that black women use,
Yeah.
black rappers, right? So, and it's like this insecurity I feel also that she has, where she tries to be like, oh no, I'm just like, I'm not a bad bitch. I'm just like an awkward white girl. I'm just like a shy girl. I
Yeah.
can't compete with these baddies. Like, shut the fuck
Yeah.
up. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like we're not gonna pretend that, like, first of all, like the word savage has already been like it's been part of like Megan Thee Stallion's brand for a half a
Since she like
decade
came
now.
out, yeah,
Yeah.
mostly, yeah.
And then not only that, but we're talking about also its relation to Beyonce, because it was popularized because of the remix and bringing up like the comparisons that Taylor Swift always gets to Beyonce, like she's white women's Beyonce and shit. And it's like that was deliberate. Furthermore, like, you know, the term bad bitch was, you know, popularized. It came from black culture too. Like, sure, you can act ignorant to the fact that's and call it internet slang, but so much of internet slang itself comes from African American vernacular English. So yeah, that was fucked. I think the most like telling song on the album though was like the song Canceled, which in which she talks about how she likes her friends canceled, because she that way she knows who her real friends are, because like if people are mean to in like to their her face, like they're like real. But it's like it's one thing to get canceled if she was talking about, you know, someone who accidentally said something that was, you know, uncouth, right? But she's been getting shit lately because she's been hanging out with Travis Kelce's like his MAGA friends and their wives and shit. Like, these are not comparable things. Like, you can't, like, if, yeah, like, if you were canceled for some petty shit, whatever, but that's not at all what she's referring to. And that itself is damaging and is giving the right wing, like, a soundtrack of their own, essentially, which would make sense when you remember that, like, Donald Trump congratulated her on her engagement recently. When she got engaged, Donald Trump's you know, said that you know, she wishes them luck. And this was like a change of pace from just a year ago, where he was calling her like a desperate cat lady or some shit like that. So, this pivot, we can't just let that slide without realizing the possible repercussions of it, right?
Yeah, I think touching on that is like I'm trying to pull up some of like the big lyrics, but I think this album is like really like a there's like a red pill like trad wife pipeline
Oh,
happening
absolutely.
here, like, and because of the Donald Trump thing, like Before she, I think she was very like, I'm a Democrat, I'm an ally, like Trump hates me, I'm proud to be a cat lady,
Yeah.
feminist, whatever. And then now that she's, engaged to this guy and like hanging with that crowd, and the fact that she's a billionaire, because that's a big deal, is like, now you have the president wishing you luck because you're going to get married and make white babies. And that's what you should be doing, right? Like, as a white
Yeah.
woman, especially in these times. And that's very prevalent. And this whole album is like speaking on that. It's like, oh, now I have my Prince Charming. Now we're going to make babies. And then I like my friends canceled and like all this bullshit. And okay, girl. Very telling.
I mean, she's.
Aside from like the music just being very underwhelming and not good, and the lyrics are like just corny, cringe, millennial, trying hard, like no substance of anything. Like she's saying nothing, and yet she's saying a lot if we're like digging into, you know what I mean? Like if we're
Oh,
actually like
very,
taking it, like these things that w what she's saying.
yeah, very Shakespeare of her.
What other song pissed me off? This eldest daughter song. Which I was even like, what are you even talking about? Like everybody's so punk on the internet. Everyone's unbothered till they're not. I have been afflicted by a terminal uniqueness. I've been dying just from trying to seem cool. Like, I'm not a, oh, this is the I'm not a bad bitch song. Okay, maybe this isn't the song I was thinking about. Is that? No.
But yeah, that is ultimately this is
Sorry, I was thinking of another song. The point is, I'm trying to, I'm sure there's more that we miss, but it's also like,
yeah, this is she's embodying one of those things where we said like you can be broke, you can be employed but still be jobless. This album is giving jobless.
This album is also just like billionaires cannot make art.
Oh.
There's a struggle in art, girl, and you don't have it. Like, what is there to write about for you? And it's
Yeah.
also like you could have sat and wrote and like wrote an album about what it's you that you're tired. She's like, oh, I'm tired. Well, then write about like obviously we know you're tired, bitch, because you put this fucking album out.
Yeah.
And like her, she's just a fucking capitalist. Like it's wild to me. Like the way that she puts out a fucking variant of every fucking album. There's like an
Yeah.
acoustic version. There's like this limited, and it's like you only have 24 hours to buy this. And then Ivan Susvan's like, I'm like,
Yeah.
where are y'all getting this money? But also a lot of the her fans, not all of them, but a lot of them like are well off, if I'm obviously.
It's also like credit cards. I'm sure people are going into debt for this shit.
Or like this, like there, I don't know. It's just like it's not even. We could tell that you're buying these reviews. We can tell
Oh
that like
yeah, they
these
bought the Rolling
even.
Stone review.
Yeah, what do you mean? The album came out like a few hours ago, and it's a perfect 100. Get the fuck out of here! Or like iTunes, who hadn't tweeted since like 2019, and all of a sudden they were just like came back and started tweeting about Taylor Swift. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, the most
Like
like
not real.
yeah,
Like
the
these.
most yeah. The most obvious and egregious was the Rolling Stone one. Like, already, I feel like Rolling Stone has been losing a lot of cred, but to be bought like that, like, they not only gave it a perfect 10, which is one bad thing already, but they also changed their entire layout to match like the aesthetic of that album.
Yeah, and then she was also partnering with Starbucks. And again, it's like makes
Girl, the
sense, like
boycott.
exactly, but it's also like that's what I mean. It's like she's so disconnected, like she hasn't said shit about anything. She only comes around
No.
every 4 years to endorse the Democratic president. And that's it. Like outside of that, like what are her fans saying that she's like this ally of what?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you guys don't tell this other person to speak out, this man or this other person. It's like this Taylor Swift is the biggest. Is she not? Like you guys are saying that she's like the best and she's like the
Yeah.
most pop, the famous person. Well, like, okay, so then why wouldn't we expect her to say something?
Yeah.
And then like someone had, I don't know who this person is, but I had seen this picture of someone that was like copying her, you know, like her, the picture she has for Life of a Showgirl or whatever, and it said the life of a Zionist.
Oh, real.
And so people were like, this is what happens when like the same thing with Beyonce, where it's like where they were using her song in Israel, right? When
Yeah.
like her, and it's like because you've never actually took a stand and like said, hey, you know, whatever, like Israeli fans are now using your art to further Zionism, and because you've never said anything about it,
Yeah.
it's valid for them, you know?
Yeah. And that reminds me of something important that's happening around that too, is that there on the other side of that, we have a bunch of artists, a lot of them not as big as Taylor Swift. Some of them, but there's a bunch of artists who are removing all of their music from the streaming services in Israel. So there's a like Dua Lipa removed her catalog from Israel. Marina and the Diamonds as well. So,
Lord,
Lord.
Paramore, these are just off the top of my head.
Yeah, so like people are doing real shit around this issue. And you know, a lot of these are her peers. So she has like no excuse, like she doesn't know, right? But yeah, any last notes on Miss Taylor Swift?
I'm sure there are, but not important. We can move on.
So while we're on the topic of just like things that are happening with Israel and Gaza, the flotilla. So there was another group of about 400 activists from all around the world that went on a sea voyage to try to get supplies, most notably baby supplies, over to Gaza. And just a few days ago, they were stopped by the Israeli military. And so it's like really telling. It's really evident like who the good guys and the bad guys are here when like you're literally stopping babies from being fed. Like that in and of itself has got to be some like real ass like villainous shit. Most notably in this flotilla, this group of activists was Greta Thunberg, the young activist who you know came to prominence for her environmentalist work. And she was not only detained, but dragged by her hair and forced to kiss the Israeli flag while in capture. Mind you, she's like a teenager who is autistic and still, you know, trying her best to really, you know, bring attention and help the people of Gaza.
Yes, and so she's 22 years old. I mean, she's still young,
Oh
obviously,
my
and
God. How?
I feel like she's just been in the public eye
I guess
for so.
she's 22. Oh my
She's
God. I feel I'm
there's,
so old.
I know, but I was gonna say, so the Israeli minister confirmed that she was tormented by Israeli
Yeah.
forces. He was quoted saying, "I am proud that flotilla activists are being treated as terrorists. This is my policy. I am proud of the prison staff acting in accordance with the policy set by the commissioner, blah, blah, blah. I was on their ships. I saw neither aid nor humanity. Anyone who supports terrorism is a terrorist and deserves the same conditions applied to terrorists." So someone had pointed out, like, it's not interesting, but it's like now usually Israel would be like, no, we didn't do that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, they would deny it, but I think we've reached this like level within the genocide that they've been carrying out for over the like the last two. Is it, are we coming up on 3 years? Or is it, because October 7th is
It's
coming up.
2 years.
2 years, right?
But I mean,
But regardless, it's like
the
now instead of
Nakba.
denying it, they're kind of like, yeah, we did that, because they know that there's nothing that they can say to deny that the people will believe. Like, they've lost that propaganda war, and so now I think they're just like, yeah, we did that, so that like the people on their side, the fascist people, the racist people, the Zionists will be like, they like that. They want, they don't like, especially with Greta, like they don't like her. So the Israel saying like, yeah, we tortured her or we tormented her, and all these activists, like the people on their side like that. They
Yeah.
like violence. They, you know, that shift that we're seeing. But I do want to shout out Greta, because I think even in these videos that I saw earlier where she was like, you know, now she's like free and she's, people are like expecting her to talk about like her treatment, right? And
Yeah.
even then, in the beginning of every video, she like, she's always been like, it's not even about me. Like, she has
Yeah.
never like, now she's like, yes, they did that to me, but also if they're doing this to me, they're doing this to Palestinian prisoners. Like, she always kind of reverts back to like, this isn't about me. Like, this isn't
Yeah.
about us. This is about Palestine. And I really appreciate her for that. Like,
Yeah.
that's a real bitch right there. And I don't know if y'all know, but like, she comes from a very wealthy family. Like, her mom is a, I don't know if she's considered a pop, I don't, I guess she's not a pop star, but she's an artist. She's a singer, and her sister's like a pop star. I didn't know. I didn't know any of this. I didn't,
Really?
yeah, like, I'll send you some videos, but I was like, damn, this is her sister. Like, that's crazy. And they're like, oh, wait till you see her mom. And then someone posted a video of like her mom singing at some award show. And I'm like, what? I'm like, that's wild. Like,
She's
she
like
comes
the
from this,
Britney.
she comes from this like famous affluent family, and she's just like out here doing real shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, people are like trying to call her like some Nepo baby, and it's like, this is what she should be doing.
Yeah,
Like,
if you're a
using
fucking
her family should, using her family's fortune to like bail her out and like fund these things that she's passionate about. Like, get the fuck out of here. That's what y'all need to be doing.
Real.
Like, someone's like, all these celebrities that are coming out in support of Palestine 2 years late need to get on that fucking, need to get on a fucking
Girl,
flotilla.
I need Dua Lipa on that fucking flotilla now. I need her to be
Exactly.
singing Levitating on her goddamn way to.
That's what I mean. Could you imagine if Taylor Swift actually said something in support of
Girl.
Palestine, even if it's some basic ass thing, even if it's like the most
Even if it's just like ceasefire now, the most
ceasefire now, even if
milk
it's just like a
toast.
link to support Palestinians in Gaza right now, you know what I mean? It's like, it would be such an impactful thing, but she's not gonna do it because she don't give a fuck. But moving on.
The dragon of Taylor Swift. Let's make every fucking issue today here about
Amma, could you
Charlie Kirk update, dead because of Taylor Swift. Charlie Taylor Swift, she be paying them shooters.
yeah, you know, she was said about, you know, she was like, maybe I didn't agree with everything he said,
Yeah.
but that's not cool. I don't agree with
That's not cool, guys. You can't just be
that.
shooting people in the neck.
Oh, there's a mosquito in here. I've been getting attacked by mosquitoes. Anyway, few up, yeah, Charlie Kirk's still dead,
Update.
but his legacy that I, and you know what, it's funny, someone had tweeted like, it only took a Spanish speaking pop star to come out for the like the Super Bowl for them to forget about Charlie Kirk, because all of a sudden their attention has just been on Bad Bunny. And I think
Yeah.
that's so fucking funny. Like, correct. They forgot about Charlie Kirk real quick.
And the funniest thing, like, if you haven't heard, if you don't know, Bad Bunny's performing in the halftime show next year. And you know, America's fucking most beloved stage, the NFL halftime show, which has its own problems on its own. And you know, we talked about it in a previous bonus episode about, you know, how should we even be supporting the NFL after, you know, mo like Colin Kaepernick's blacklisting and their ties to the government now. But you know, whatever. Bad Bunny is performing. The Republicans are pissed. They're saying, like, why is an immigrant on that stage? Forgetting the fact that, like, Puerto Ricans are citizens of the US. Like, their citizenship is conditional because they're a colony, but they're still here. Like,
I
they don't.
think I've seen a lot of Puerto Ricans who are like kind of a, not necessarily, I wouldn't, maybe not the word upset, but are kind of like, yes, I get what y'all are doing when you're
Yeah.
like,
It's
you
like
know, Puerto
not
Rico's,
complete.
Puerto Ricans are Americans. And it's like,
Yeah.
on some level, yeah, sure. But also, like, let's, you know what I mean? Especially in regard to Bad Bunny, who's very like vocal about the occupation of Palestine, of Puerto Rico. It's
Yeah.
like, we should also be highlighting why. You know what
Yeah.
I mean? Like you said, it's like, yeah, okay, they're American, but also like that shouldn't even matter because
Yeah.
Coldplay, not American. Who else? Like Shania
Rihanna.
Twain, Rihanna.
Oh, Shania Twain's Canadian as fuck.
The Who, which I remember, like there,
Oh,
it's
yeah,
not
I
like he's the,
forgot.
it's not like he's the first non-American person on that stage.
Yeah.
Maybe the first Spanish speaking. It, like as a whole, because obviously Shakira was there, you know what I mean? But
Gloria
like maybe,
Stefan was there too.
yeah. So it's like he, it's not like he's the first,
Yeah.
but they are obviously taking it as like they're super mad. They're like, this is an attack. They're only doing this as an attack on MAGA and all this. You know, they've already confirmed, as I had said, that yes, ICE will be at the Super Bowl, which it's like ICE has been at Super Bowls. This is not new. They're trying to make it
Yeah.
seem like this is a retaliation. It's like, y'all were already going to be there.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny hosted SNL this Saturday. I don't really care about SNL, but he did say, if you didn't understand what I said, then you have 4 months to learn
Yeah.
Spanish. And so now they're mad about that because they're like, how dare you? How dare you tell us to speak another language? And I hate it. There was like, sorry, this is off topic, but people in El Paso piss me off too.
Why?
The beaners from MAGA here.
Beaners
Because there
from
was like the,
MAGA.
yeah, like MAGA beaners, that's what I call them. There was like this article that like the local news had shared that said that El Paso, I think, was like the number one in like bilingual city. Like that people here speak are bilingual or whatever,
Yeah.
which is like a good thing, right? And
Yeah.
it's not like a shocking thing. It's like obviously everyone here speaks English and Spanish for the
Yeah.
most part. But there's people in the comments, beaners, who are like self-hating beaners, I should say, that are trying to act like it's some bad thing because, you know, obviously there's this push for English only. And if
Yeah.
you don't, and I've been trolling like the local news comment sections for like since Charlie Kirk died because
Yeah.
it like keeps me going, my energy throughout the day to like just troll people. And I had commented to this lady and I was just like, the US is the only country where being bilingual is a bad thing.
Girl.
Because it's like in every other country outside, people know more than one language, and that's a
Yeah.
good thing. That's a sign of intelligence. And not just intelligence, but it's like learning about other people and being able to communicate with other people. And in the US, it's like English only, English only. And if you speak Spanish, if you speak Chinese, any other language, somehow you're less than
Yeah.
the people who only speak English. Get the fuck out of here. And obviously that's just like racism and xenophobia, but Bad Bunny only speaking Spanish is like, obviously they're racist or xenophobic. When it's like a lot of people, y'all said that about Kendrick Lamar, that you couldn't understand him.
Like,
Obviously, right?
and like,
It's like, I don't know what the country people are. I like country, but sometimes I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And I don't get like, bad example, bad example. But it's just like, it's music, bitch. It's 15 minutes of good music.
and
You don't need
like,
to know the language. And
yeah.
you should maybe learn some Spanish and, you know.
It's the second most spoken language in the US.
Yeah, learn fucking Spanish, bitch. Because you know what? In a few, that's why y'all are mad.
Yeah,
That's why
Cassandra
y'all are
learned
mad.
Spanish.
That's why y'all are mad because it's like it goes back to especially towards like Latinos in the
Oh,
US because they
girl.
know we're gonna take over and outnumber them. We already do. So that's why they're mad. So if you
Real.
speak Spanish, keep speaking it. Keep
Speak
speaking
up.
it in public.
In private,
And
too.
if they tell you to shut the fuck up, fight them because I'm also tired of these fucking videos of people who are like, this person was being racist to me. And then it's just you, it's just them recording them instead of beating their ass.
Oop.
Especially with these ICE videos. I finally saw one coming out of Chicago where they're trying to take this man, and he's saying, like, he's like screaming, he's like,
Help me.
ayuda en mí. And like, it takes a while, but eventually the community comes out, and like, he's able, the ICE people leave. And I'm like, that's what we should be doing all the time instead of just fucking recording. And I understand people's reaction is like, I'm gonna record because I need evidence of this or whatever. But at the end of the day, your recording is not gonna do anything. It's not gonna stop them from anything. We've seen videos of black people being murdered by the police. It doesn't do anything. What we need to do is like put the phones down and like physically help people.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lady in that video talking about there was a lady in a fucking like tennis outfit, like fresh from the gym, just like using her body to get in the way. And like
And it's like, go
sometimes
ahead,
that's all
sorry.
you need. Sometimes you just need to be a body.
Yes.
Cause like none of these folks that stopped the ICE agents from taking the man, like they were not like beating the shit out of the cop per se. Like they were just being in the way.
It's just, yeah, exactly. So if you're one of those people like, I don't want to like throw, punches, you don't have to. It's just, yeah, like I said, it's just like physically stopping it from happening. And a lot of these videos are all over. It's like a lot of these,
They're not in a uniform, the ICE
they're not in
agent.
a uniform. They're like in random cars. And like a lot of them, it's like you don't even know that they're ICE agents because these could just be white supremacist vigilantes that are out fulfilling their racist fantasies of like kidnapping people and like torturing them or disappearing them. So it's like even better reason to like step in and help someone,
Somebody recently pointed out that ever since, ICE has been making headlines, we have not seen like the Proud Boys march as much.
Exactly. So these could just be, they're probably not even ICE agents. They're just random people in.
Yeah, that's another thing for sure that like cannot be legal and can maybe not now, but when the scale of justice swings, back into, the scale of history swings back to the side of justice, that folks are gonna, like, we're gonna find out that a lot of these ICE agents were not even real. Like, they were just vigilantes on the far right. Because there was a survey recently that, like, some people join the military or, ICE just because they want to kill people. And that's like, very fucking real. So I see the same mask being used to like commit these heinous crimes as well. Like, but yeah, continuing this, speaking of ICE, like, in Portland. We're dealing with them the most Portland way possible with absolute politeness and decorum and some weirdness sprinkled in. The local team mascots have all come out to protest ICE. The Portland Pickles, the Portland Bangers have come out to protest ICE. And so much so that it's become like a trend for people to go out in their mascot uniforms to go protest ICE. That said, ICE did pepper spray fucking mascots recently by blowing pepper spray into their breathing hole. So like you can't even be like whimsical in a public space in expressing your freedom of speech without facing government violence. There's been a lot of older folks, like a lot of coalition of like older like liberals who took that like that criticism that liberals often get of like you would be back at brunch if this was under Hillary or whatever, and have started moving their brunches over to the sidewalks of ICE. So now every weekend there's a bunch of senior citizens just having coffee and donuts populating the streets of ICE. But most notably, the Oregon has won the right to block, to temporarily block Trump's like national order to put the National Guard in here, which is not going to sit well with Trump. But we've been pushing back in a way that seems to be working for our space. It has backfired in some ways because Portland protesters have maybe been too weird. There has been a coalition of like MAGA, like Proud Boy looking ass people, cheering on the ICE agents and the National Guard. So they've been showing up to the facility and like cheering them on and giving speeches and shit. Additionally, like there's been a lot of right-wing media who have been invited to like tour and like post pictures with the ICE agents and the National Guard. So all that has been happening, and on October 12th, there's gonna be a big naked bike ride in protest of ICE. So let's see how that goes. Let's see how the media takes it.
Yes, and last week there was a raid, an ICE raid in Chicago, where if you go on, what's this bitch's name? Kristen, what's this?
Chum.
Sorry, let me pull it up. While I'm pulling it up, so they did this ICE raid in Chicago, and it was like the want to say the apartment,
The
like a whole
apartment.
apartment complex in Chicago, and it was mostly people were saying it was like a black neighborhood,
Yeah.
right? So it was like a lot of black American citizens, which like I get like the point again that we're trying to point like these are American citizens, but it's like even if they weren't American citizens, like this is not okay for anyone to be treated like this. They had like helicopters and like they the thing I'm trying to pull up is that they made a video of it, and it's like you harassed and did all this to like women, children, men, women, and children in this apartment complex at like late hours of the night just so you can record this fucking propaganda video. Okay, but so they raided it. They Again, people were like asleep. They zip tied children. They put them in the back of vans, like unmarked vans, and like they did end up taking some undocumented people. But it was just very chaotic. It was very scary, you know, from all the videos I've seen of like residents speaking out about it. Like the whole thing is just it's fucked up. Like it's fucked up, and like nothing is going to be done about it. This is where we're at, where it's like ICE can just show up and zip tie you and your children in the middle of the night and hold you in vans for hours and then release you. Like, that's where we're fucking at. And they're using it to make propaganda videos because this bitch, the lady that's like in charge of, what's her name? Christy, Kristen. She's like, you don't know what I'm talking about?
Here's some charm. The DHS person.
Yes.
What about her when she was posting?
Secretary Christine Newham.
Noam.
Noham. She's like, Chicago, we're here for you. And then it's like this video that they filmed, and it's like they don't care. They don't care. It's intentional. They're trying to scare people. Like, the video's ugly. I'm like watching it right now. It's fucked up. It's ugly. And like, nothing is going to be done. They're just bursting into people, busting into people's houses
Yeah.
with guns in the middle of the night where there's children and people are sleeping. Like, it's crazy. And it started, I've seen this conversation of, you know, people are like, oh, there was black people, for example, like when Trump took office, that were like, oh, you know, we don't need to involve ourselves in this conversation about ICE because
Yeah.
it's not a Black American problem, which
Yeah.
is like a conversation that I'm not going to insert myself in because I'm not Black. But at the same time, when I see these conversations, I'm like, what about Black immigrants? Because
Yeah.
Black immigrants are targeted by ICE, not just by ICE, but like Border Patrol, and they are deported in higher numbers, especially as we've seen with like migrants from Haiti specifically. But they are like immigration is not just a Latino issue. It's just, yes, I feel like We see it a lot, right? Latin American, but like immigrants are not just also black immigrants, it's like Asian immigrants. But obviously, I think Latinos are targeted the most, may like visibly, but also like black immigrants are deported in higher numbers and are abused in detention centers in higher numbers. So it is a black issue. Black American issue, maybe there's like a disconnect there, but it's like at the end of the day, they don't see Black Americans as citizens. So ICE right now is just kind of targeting everybody, but it's always going to include Black people, whether they're migrants or not, because of the anti-Blackness, racism in this country. So I think that's just me saying what's happening is gonna come for you, whether that's anything that's going on right now. When we talk about like Palestine, that shit's always going to come back here. What we're seeing with ICE, what we're seeing with surveillance, it's through Israel, it's already happened to Palestinians. So it's always going to come home and it's always going to come for you. Like people that feel like, oh, well, these things don't concern me, it does. And it's going to, like I said, everyone needs to be united.
Yeah, I, you know, on that, how I say this? Like, you know, Portland, we might be looking silly, but they're doing like a part of the looking silly strategy is like showing how stupid this administration is to like be calling Portland a war zone. And, you know, talking about quote unquote immigration problem. But then, like, the images and all the video that's coming out from their occupation of this area is like them pepper spraying mascots, beating up the elderly, arresting disabled folks, stomping peaceful protesters, pepper spraying like young girls who are just like yelling. Like, that is what's coming of this, and it just makes them look weak. It makes them look like bullies. It makes their force look like excessive. Like they are spending about $6 million at the last count just to activate the National Guard here. When Portland, the Oregon government has been asking the federal government to help with the homeless problem, and in like humane ways, and they don't have money for that. But they have money to send the National Guard here and spend that money just terrorizing the people here and ripping families apart. I'm also reminded that in just the last week, the federal government sent $15 billion to Argentina because Argentina try to become a crypto fascist state by moving to crypto as their main currency and shit like that. But that flopped, and all their money is like going down the drain, and they need to be bailed out by the US. So we have money for that. We have money to send billions of dollars to send to Israel, but we don't have money to help homeless people out here, much of them who are veterans. And supposedly, we're all about supporting the veterans here. So just. You know, keep up the good work that y'all, you know, are doing. Even if it looks weird, it's gonna make them look weirder at the end. Because it reminds me that they're already looking weird as fuck, the Conservative Party, because the federal shutdown of government of the government ha began last week. And along with that federal shutdown, every federal website has had this like banner on the top, like this service is like currently discontinued because the radical leftists shut down the government because they don't want to pass the Republican bills. And meanwhile, the Republican bills are about like taking people's like health care away that's already like so diminished as is.
Yes.
On top of like other shit that's happening, like Yes, the media has moved on from the Charlie Kirk news, but a part of it I think was also tactical because just recently in the last week, one of Charlie Kirk's followers murdered two young Latinas because supposedly they were talking shit about Charlie Kirk. And after he murdered them, he like live streamed about it on his YouTube channel while watching baseball. Like, people want to talk about, like, Charlie Kirk was about freedom of speech and we have to protect his legacy or whatever the fucking liberals are. He's getting his own fucking day in a week or so. Meanwhile, his legacy has led to the murder of young girls just because they were expressing their freedom of speech online. So that's what the fuck y'all are celebrating over there. And mind you, these two teenage girls in New Jersey, Maria Niotis and Isabella Salas, had made complaints that this murderer had been stalking them and sending them like threats, and the police did nothing.
Of course, because they're useless, especially when it comes to protecting women and children. Yeah, I was reading, I've been reading a few stories about it, and I've seen some videos that people have posted of him, of this. I don't know how old he was. Seven, was he, how old was this guy?
I'm not
Or he's
sure.
not dead.
Oh, he's 17, yeah.
He's 17. He's 17, and like I don't know if we've had this conversation because sometimes me and Ruben have conversations, and I'm like I don't remember if we actually recorded like that was an episode or if me and Ruben were just talking amongst ourselves. But this their conversation of like incel culture,
Yeah,
right? With
because he went online to.
Well, we talked a little bit about Charlie, the guy who's accused of killing Charlie Kirk, right? And
Yeah.
like groypers and like that, the incel, which they're a little different, but you know what I mean? Like, actually, we might want to talk. I do want to have a bigger conversation about this, about just like men, and like right-wing men and incels and like this rhetoric that I'm seeing, not that like abuse of women is new, right? Like violence against women has always existed, but like this rise of misogyny that's been happening. And he, this boy, this guy, 17-year-old, obviously got radicalized online, right? Like through people like Charlie Kirk. And he liked one of these young girls, and because she didn't reciprocate his feelings, he started stalking her. And like, I think her family got a restraining order against him, and then he made a video saying that he was gonna send pizza to her house because he couldn't, obviously there was like a restraining order. So he was like still finding ways to like torment her and scare her, and then ended up killing her and her friend by running them over. And I think initially the cops kind of just took it as like a hit and run until they obviously dug a little deeper and were like, okay, this was intentional, whatever. But yeah, it's like during times like these where we see fascism and how it affects girls and women. And there's another story that I wanted to bring up of like Palestinian women in Gaza saying that they are experiencing sexual abuse from aid workers,
God.
telling them like, hey, like if you do these sexual things, then we'll give you food. Then we'll give you water. And this is like in every instance, like women, especially in times of war, in times of, like during genocide and any situation, like women are still going to bear the brunt of, and not just like women in Palestine, like we see women in Sudan and Congo being raped, right? Being assaulted. And it's like another layer. And I this is also why like that Taylor Swift, going back to everything we talked about, like pissed me off because it's like you're pushing this like misogynist, trad wife, conservative bullshit at times like this, like it's intentional. And with that, like also in the news recently, P. Diddy only got sentenced to 4 years 4 fucking years because they only charged him for prostitution. There was like no, you know what I mean? It's like
Yeah, trafficking and
trafficking and like
abuse.
domestic abuse. Like, I've just been really, I don't know, feeling the weight of the misogyny in so many different aspects of my life and everything that's been going on lately, with this singer David, this story of him
He's not even a
grooming,
suspect that he's not even a suspect yet.
grooming, abusing, and I think we can all come to the conclusion that he killed this girl. Obviously, he's not a suspect. We don't know the details and all this bullshit, but it's like this is also a young, I don't know if she's black, but she looks like Latina. I don't know if she's mixed race, but it's like a young girl of color, and nothing has been done. Nothing has been, no one has been arrested. This man, it's like he clearly was in a relationship with her. Okay, leave alone. You don't have proof that he killed her, but it's like he was in a relationship with her. And this is a grown man. Like, there's nothing that you're going to charge him on. And then just like the conversations I see around it, it's like people obviously using it as like haha entertainment and chisme versus like a child. A child
Yeah.
is dead. And y'all are like streaming his music. And if you don't know what I'm talking about this singer named David, who I'm not familiar with until this story came out. He's like a Gen Z singer, artist. He's like 20, 22 years old. He's a young guy. And it came out that initially the reports were like his car was a, they found a body in his car. And then as more, and then he was still touring. So I think people were like, oh, maybe someone stole this car and like whatever. And then it's like all these details come out that he was in a relationship. Well, I don't even want to call it a relationship, but that he was grooming a 12, 13, 14-year-old girl. This is how long he's been talking to her. That's fucking
Yeah.
sick. And it's like child abuse. And people are just treating it, again, like it's funny, like, oh, let me deconstruct his lyrics all. And now he's like, his streams on Spotify are going up. And it's just like,
Yeah, it is really gross. It was that, yeah, those were like two big stories about how the world doesn't give a fuck about women and girls, specifically young girls of color, in the last week alone. Well, three stories if we're talking about like all the abuse that Cassie endured under Diddy. It also worries me about Cassie's like safety, like now
Of
that
course.
he's going to be free soon.
And he really thought he was getting out. People were saying he was making, like he was scheduling appearances
Oh
for the
God.
following week already because he thought he was just gonna walk. And like 4 years isn't shit. But I mean, people that are like, oh man, their lives are like ruined after accusations and all this bullshit. It's like,
Yeah.
girl. Okay. Sure.
Oh,
And I think that's all we have for today.
that's all we
Every time
have.
we record, there's just like so much going on.
These last few months, I'm just like, holy fuck.
Yeah, for sure. So I thought it was just September, but here we are. Well, I
Here
don't
we
know.
are.
This is like what, the first
This
week
is
of
like the, we're
October?
not even 7 days into the month.
Oh, that's, yeah, we're not even a week officially until tomorrow.
God. Has anything made you less bitter?
Yes, actually. So Sochi was free.
Oh, yes.
Sochi got released last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And so speaking on ICE is like, Sochi, my friend of mine, my homie, she got detained. She was in ICE detention for 2 months. She was a DACA recipient, and so it kind of after her arrest, we started seeing a lot of other DACA recipients being targeted. And so I genuinely felt like she was being used as an example of how they were going to try to get DACA recipients out of here, right? Or like kind of like testing the waters to see like what they can do. And so specifically in Sochi's case, there wasn't a reason for her arrest. They just approached her and apprehended her at the airport. and then try to find reasons as to why she should be detained, because every time she had a court hearing, ICE, DHS, whatever, couldn't provide anything, right? Like they kept giving them like, okay, we're gonna give you 2 weeks to do this paperwork, but really it came down to there's no reason for her to why is she being held? There's no charges, right? And so like the last court hearing she had, they were trying to keep her in detention indefinitely until her
My
DACA
God.
status like expired, so that they could be like, oh well, she's here and like now her shit is expired, so we're gonna deport her.
Yeah.
And like that was scary because it's like, oh, like her shit doesn't expire till next year, and like you're trying to hold her indefinitely, like
Yeah.
that's scary, right? And I felt like that was them trying to use her as an example of what
How
they
they
could
would do
do.
it.
Yeah, so luckily, honestly, because of community action, because people here really like organized around this, and whether that was like raising money, getting an attorney, like showing up every, like the pressure, right? Like showing up every week at the detention center and holding vigils and marches and like being very outspoken, like Solchi was able to get out. And it obviously for the community here, it's like amazing news. I'm glad she's home, and I hope we were, you know, that no one, it's not just about Solchi because she's my friend. It's like no one should be held in detention. Like it's, oh my gosh, when I see these stories of like the conditions of, because a lot of the, I don't know if y'all have seen like the stories of like the camp that they had, the alligator
Yeah.
Alcatraz, which I hate saying that name because it's like just racist, like salivating at the mouth of like torture camps, right? And like
Yeah.
alligators, whatever, like the imagery I have with that. But they closed down that camp. And there have been stories of how like a lot of the detainees are missing or they're not accounted for. And a lot of them, so they opened a new detention center here in El Paso at in the military base in Fort Bliss, which I think I saw a video where a lot of the detainees were brought here. And so I keep seeing these videos of like just the conditions in there, and it's like we need to shut all of these. Everyone should be free. No one should be held in ICE, right? But anyway, that is my obviously making me less bitter that that was a win and she's home, and I'm very happy for that.
I'm glad.
And then on top of that, the for me recently, because so much has been going on, which we talk about here all the time, it's hard to keep up with everything that's going on. It feels a little overwhelming, and I know it's not just me, it's like anyone that's like trying to stay up to date with everything that's going on right now is, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. But I was feeling that way, especially because there have been a lot of stories here locally of like autistic children being, you know, mistreated, or like even one story of this autistic child who had a history of elopement and would manage to get out. He was in high school, like a freshman. He was 14 years old, managed to get out of the classroom, made it to like 5 miles away from the high school to a highway where he was struck by a car and died. And that story really broke me, obviously, because it reminds me of my child. But especially within the school system, because I have experienced that since my son has been in school. It's been very, it's been a lot. It's been very traumatizing. It's been a lot for him, for me to navigate. He's been in like five different schools. He's been placed in self-contained classrooms where he has seen kids being restrained by security guards, right? As even when he was like in third grade, fourth grade, and like seeing other kids in his class being physically restrained and how it traumatized him. Just a lot that I can go into, but it's been a lot. And so I know firsthand that like autistic children in the education, in the public education system are like always like they don't know what to do with them. They're either like, let's put them in special education, like let's put them in these contained classrooms even though they shouldn't be in here. Like there's nothing, there's no safety net for autistic children. And It's like we're supposed to trust these teachers, these administrators, these schools with our children, and they can't even keep them safe. Like they don't even give a fuck because, you know, obviously people are like, oh, it's a tragedy. This boy, he just like ran out. Like whose fault is that? Or like trying not to place blame on anything.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, it's the school's fault because there's like a history of elopement and it's like laid out in his IEP, which by law you have to follow. You have to make these accommodations. There's like a safety plan in place that he shouldn't be near the door, that there should be someone with him at all times. Like, what do you mean he got out? And then you didn't even alert the family until hours later because, like, what were you doing that entire time that you didn't know he was gone? So that story really just like broke me. It's a very sad story, obviously. And then after that, there was just like more stories coming out of like autistic children being forgotten after school, of a principal who like hit on autistic child when the child was having like a meltdown, like one right after the other. And I feel like on top that layered with the attacks on autistic children through this administration with this whole eugenics Tylenol bullshit, it's, you know, it's been a lot, and I feel like I'm just like screaming into the void, like when I post about these things, because I don't see anyone else talking about these stories. Like even the main organization here for autistic children like hasn't said shit about it. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like, oh, whatever. I didn't really want to talk about this because it's a lot. But the point I'm trying to make is like I was just like venting online and I felt like no one gives a shit. Like, no, you know, like whatever. And that day I had gone to this community event that this org, La Mujer Obrera, was like putting on. And one of the this elder that I respect a lot, his name is Guillermo, and he approached me and he was like, you know, I've been thinking about you because I saw this story of this kid that I'm talking about, and I thought about you. And we just started having this conversation about, you know, because he also has been like doing a lot of organizing in one of the Southside neighborhoods re in regard to education, right, for Barrio kids. And anyway, the point is, it just felt in that moment like I needed that. Like I just was like, oh, like this person thought about me. This person remembered that my son is autistic. This person, you know what I mean? Like it just felt very validating, and that made me less bitter, even though I'm crying right now. Yeah, it was just like a reminder of like sometimes I need to be out in community rather than just, I don't know, being online, right? Like sometimes you just need that reminder that there are people that care about you, and that plus Sochi being home in that moment, because it was like right around that time, it just reaffirmed that community is the only thing that's probably going to save us, that and guns.
And guns.
Yeah, because I'm like, community is going to save us. We need community. We need each other. I'm always like adamant about that. But I'm also like, that doesn't mean I'm like promoting this like nonviolent shit, is just what I wanted to say. Like,
Yeah.
we do need guns, but we also need community.
Yeah. What's made me less bitter this week, or like, is that I went to my first pumpkin patch and it was cute as hell. And I did my first corn maze, also cute as hell.
The first one ever.
Yeah, I never done that shit before. So that was
Did you
cute.
get out?
Yeah, I mean, it was just about, you know, where the exit eventually is. And no matter what direction you start it, just make decisions that will eventually take you in that direction. Yeah.
One time I couldn't, me and my friend couldn't get out, and so I told her to fake having an asthma attack so that they could come get us
Oh my
and us
God.
out. So that's okay. One time I faked an asthma attack because I was making out this guy, and then I was like, oh, this guy's ugly, and I was like, anyway, that's another story. Fake asthma attacks to get out of situations you don't want to be in.
Damn. Well, now you
Also,
know.
stop using AI. Stop using AI because it's October and it's fucking hot, and it's because you motherfuckers are using AI. I know
Oh
it is.
yeah, I did sweat my ass off while picking up pumpkins and running through the maze. I will say that it was hot as fuck for October. But honestly, I'm okay with that because we didn't get enough hot days in August. But we still shouldn't be using AI. There's not excuse for that. Like, just figure it out.
Think. Use your brain.
Yeah, how about that? How about thinking?
How about thinking? How about having a think?
Yeah. All right, y'all. Take care of yourselves.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Before we leave, we want to give a shout out to our I Know Her Level patrons over on patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. And that is Fernando Peña, Salina Portera Miranda, y Magdalena Saucedo, Ronnie Leyva, and Bianca Garcia. You're our real ones. And if you want to get a shout out too, join our I Know Her Level patron level over on patreon.com/bitterbrownfams. The link is in the description. Cool.